Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for Unfiltered Talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I know when I want to have an affair, it's going to be at the Coldplay concert.
So here's the thing. Here's a crazy
hat. And I certainly want Chris Martin to comment on it.
I know, dude. Dude, play-by-play of your affair.
Like, dude, you're a piano player.
So I know this is like they never expected this, but the play would have been to act normal and nothing would have blown up. You know what I mean? Like, maybe at home you would have been in trouble if they would have saw this somehow.
Right.
But the fact that they acted the way they did, that's where this thing went completely off the rails for these two. And they were already just, you know, arrogant enough to go in public with other people they work with at a Coldplay concert, you know, embracing each other. But once the cameras went on them, yeah, they panicked. They panicked, and this made it worse. This made everyone look into who they were, why they did this, and obviously now we have all this information because this is 2025. You can do that now, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm curious what people think about this story. Have you ever found yourself in that position where you were at somewhere in public and you saw somebody, you know, doing something like this and you're like, oh my God, is that who I think it is? That's not their wife or that's not their husband. And how would you handle that situation when you go back to work with that kind of knowledge? Because word spreads quickly. You know, when rumors start flying, this one's got video evidence to it, though, which makes it awful, just awful for the couple involved. But the problem is they're not a couple. I mean, they are and they're not. So and apparently, King, you were telling me off the air that Andy Byron, who is the man who was the CEO of Astronomer, apparently he has released a statement about what happened.
Yeah, it was like a player apology. It was hilarious. He apologized to his wife and family and everybody he works with and his employer, whatever. Or
sorry,
company.
I got caught.
Yeah, but then at the end, he kind of blames Chris Martin for putting them on the camera, and then he literally quotes one of his song lyrics. I don't know which song it is, but
that doesn't make it any better.
No,
dude.
I'm like, what are you
like,
doing?
If you're going to be at a Coldplay concert, at least just play it off like, oh yeah, well I was there for the chicks. Don't say you're there for a Coldplay, and then you quote Coldplay. What is that?
Do you think he likes Coldplay still?
I think
after
he
this?
Loves Coldplay. Does he still love Coldplay?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like now,
you know what? I think he's going to have the relationship with Coldplay like I had with Bob Seger for a while, where I didn't like Seger for a while because I went to his concert because he faked me out.
Tour, right?
Yeah, I fell for a banana in the tailpipe trick where he said he was retiring. He wasn't retired.
No, he did like many concerts after
many,
that.
Many years worth of farewell tour concerts. And it took me a while before I forgave him. And then I went and saw him playing concert again. I was very happy. You know, started playing a song. I'm like, yep, there we go. Roll me away. Love it. Love Seger. Here we go. It took me a while. I think this guy's going to be on that same plane where he's pissed at Coldplay. I'm not going to listen to Coldplay. But if it comes on the radio, he's not going to turn the channel. He's just not going to sing right away. And then you know this guy knows every word to every Coldplay song. And eventually he's going to be belting out the song in his car. But, yeah, do I think he's going to seek out Coldplay for a while? No, probably not.
All right, a lot of people are texting and saying that the apology was not real. Okay, just the affair was real.
That
he quoted Coldplay.
Okay.
Because no one would ever admit to liking that. That's why.
Sure. See, I understand. Hysterical.
Still funny.
Yeah. But just curious if anybody has been put in this position before, if you've seen somebody, or maybe you were the one who was in the position. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, folks, got some good news. It's hot, so if your air conditioning is struggling or simply not working at all, it's time to call my friends over at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. And they've been keeping homes in Southeast Michigan cool and comfortable for over 20 years. Whether you need a quick repair, a seasonal tune-up, or a brand new system, their expert team is fast, friendly, and local. So don't wait for a meltdown. Call Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling today or visit BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. That's BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts. Oh boy, I'm gonna assume that's a Coldplay song. I don't know.
Act like you're not mouthing the words right now silently.
I don't have to act. I'm not mouthing the words at all. I don't know.
I see you on Twitch and YouTube.
Yeah, I see me too. Not singing the song. Don't know the song, but I think it's safe to assume that's Coldplay. This guy, I don't feel bad for this guy. Not in any way. Other than here's what I feel bad. I feel bad that it went as viral as it did. Like, the dude's in bad enough shape already. He got caught. The fact that he was so brazen to do this in front of his coworkers.
Well, they obviously knew about it. The people that were there.
I guess they
the rest of the HR department.
The whole department is there. She was the chief people officer, the CPO. And apparently the two are big Coldplay fans, the story goes on to say. But, I mean, it's bad enough that everybody knows you're cheating, and now that your wife knows you're cheating. But for it to go as viral as it did.
Yeah, that part is...
Because it's going to ruin his life. It should ruin your personal life if you make a decision. Like, maybe I shouldn't say it should ruin. Who knows what's going on behind closed doors within his relationship to begin with. I'm not going to get into the whole psychology of why people cheat, but, you know, some people can justify it. Others will never justify it, whatever. But you really don't want to air your dirty laundry out in public like that.
No, that's the crazy part about this. Yeah. He's not a celebrity or anything like that. Like, you know, people have affairs in this country that are not famous, and whether they have found or not, their lives move on without anyone really knowing, right? Unless you're in their personal circle. This is about as public as it gets. And he's a CEO, but he's not like he's not like Jeff Bezos or someone like that, right?
But
you know what I mean? Like a public, you know, where he's in the news all the time or whatever. No, no one knew who this guy was.
No, they just know he's a CEO of a company called Astronomer.
Yeah.
So
so they couldn't predict like it was going to go public. Like literally public. Like,
I mean, you normally would say he's going to have some HR issues. I mean, the person he's with is the director of HR.
And then second in command is sitting right next to him.
Hey, everybody. We're good with this, right? Oh, you're fine. Good God. What a mess.
This morning in SportsCenter, the anchors are holding each other like those two were at the Coldplay concert making fun of it.
Really?
Yes. This is nonstop, Gator. It's all over the place.
And that's why you and Kenny were talking about foot fetishes. I get it.
Not exactly.
Makes sense now.
Things do go off the rails.
Yes, they do. Quickly. Connor is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Connor.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Great show.
All right. Thank you.
So I liked the topic. I know I've been hearing this topic a lot about what we can do with basketball, especially, and how we can change it to make it a little more exciting. Because me as a fan, I think the three-point shot has kind of ruined it a little bit. I'm a big fan of scheming up the big guys down low and making ball movement, open up space in the lane to create those kind of shots. If you made dunks worth 3 points, I feel like you wouldn't have to worry about trying to find that five that can shoot like Karl Anthony Towns, and you can go back to actually scheming up traditional big guys and opening up spacing on the floor that way.
Yeah, I mean, but why make a dunk 3 points? I mean, it's the easiest shot you can make in the NBA is a dunk. Why give that 3 points?
You make the dunk worth 3 points because then that eliminates the 40% three-point shooters is killing the big man who can't shoot. So if you want to make the game exciting again, you still have the three-point jumper that you can still get, but your whole entire offense isn't relying on 40% three-point shooters. Instead, you can go back to the way the league originally was with select few three-point shooters, and you can essentially bring the paint and the lane back into the game again because it's not there anymore. It's just not. Unless you're going to the lane to draw fouls, there's no sense in having a big guy that's down there as a power presence and a rim and like basically a rim stuffer.
Well, thanks for the call, Connor. I appreciate it. I guess I strongly disagree with the idea of making a dunk 3 points to make it equivalent to a 3-point shot. A 3-point shot is way more difficult than it is being open underneath and slamming one home.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But, I mean, this is just the evolution of the game. That the three-point shot is become as prominent as it has until teams decide that they're going to defend a three-point shot better. I mean, there's nothing stopping teams from feeding the ball inside and having that inside presence. I'm surprised we haven't seen more of that attention, Kang, where teams decide to defend a three more and take advantage of the easy buckets underneath?
Well, the Pistons kind of did that this year, to be honest with you. They had a lot of shots inside the paint and scoring, you know, two-pointers than other teams. And so it can be done. And that's why I'm saying, like, of course the extreme is to limit three-point shots or some people even suggested taking it away. Yeah. Or just find a better way to defend it too, right? And play the basketball the way you think that you can win. And the Pistons, I think, kind of do that. Now, you cannot ignore three-point shooting. We already know that. You have to have three-point shooters, and you have to be able to defend a three. That's just the way the NBA is. But with that being said, you can still, like the caller said, work the ball inside if you have a good low-post player to space out the floor and kick it back out or I don't know, shoot a two-pointer. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
A layup, man.
I've always said, you know, if you're upset with that your team can't shoot threes, then just shoot twos. If you're not, I mean, there's a mathematical equation in there somewhere. If you're adept enough where you can knock down 60% of your shots around the rim, do that. Because if you're struggling to hit 30% from 3-point land, or I should say 35%, have a higher volume of higher percentage shots and it evens out. And oh, by the way, play defense. Defend a three. It's also easier said than done, and I get that. And it's, I think, people that get upset with the 3-point shot and the regularity of it and the volume of it, I understand. I came from the same era. I thought basketball in the 80s was great, but you know, everybody has their different era that they get attached to and that they love. And the fact is, it's become a shooter's league now. Is it cyclical? I don't know if this is going to be cyclical, like it's going to come back to rewarding guys that shoot underneath. I think there'll be some adjustment that is made at some point, and it's not going to surprise me if they move that 3-point line back even further. But they can't really go too much further back when you look at the baselines, can they? Or the sidelines, I guess. I mean, how much? They only have a couple feet of space there anyway, right? So if you're launching it from the corner, I mean, it's not like you can knock it back too much more. I mean, you can, like the top of the key, you can move it back as far as you want, but when you get to those corner shots, you only have so much room. We'll see if they do anything. I imagine something's going to happen in the NBA in the next 5 years when it relates to 3-point shooting, with them probably moving the line back a little bit. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We got baseball returning tonight. Tigers at the Texas Rangers. Interesting names that I've seen. One who Tiger fans would love to see come to the Tigers, that would love to come to the Tigers, apparently. But it goes both ways. If you like hearing that, Do you like hearing that some team would love to have the Tigers' best player? We'll talk about it next. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1 The Ticket.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is
dull. But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba
Casino. Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.